Welcome back. Joining us now is Luke O'Loughlin, who for the past 4 years has been the girls basketball coach at South Shelby. He's adding boys coaching duties to his agenda next year. Coach, thank you for joining us. Congratulations on, I guess it's a promotion for you to take on both duties.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about your thoughts taking over the boys program and handling both teams at the same time.
Well, you know, something that I actually started my head coaching career off doing over at Bevere my first 2 years. While I was finishing up college and my first year out of college, I coached both teams over there, and then came over south and I've been coaching the girls for the last 4 years. And, you know, South Shelby's my home, and I obviously care a lot about sports at South Shelby, so, you know, basketball is kind of my thing right now. And you know, the boys job opened up with Coach Shaq taking on a new opportunity for himself, and you know, I just wanted to try and help build a little consistency on the boys side of the basketball program now too, so pretty excited.
Obviously you've got coaching in your bloodlines. You probably at some point thought you'd be a high school coach, but did you ever think you would be coaching the team that you played on?
You know, I don't know that I really knew if it would happen or not, I guess, but, you know, I can't really say that there's another job or another school that I'd hope to be at. So, yeah, I guess I could say that I thought maybe I'd coach here at some point. You know, maybe at this point in my career, I guess it just kind of worked out timing wise to where I could get here and only have to spend, one other year teaching at another school. But, you know, pretty fortunate, and the timing worked out, and I guess the school's been crazy enough to let me stick around so far, so hopefully that keeps working out.
Is it easier to take over a program where you already know a lot of the athletes and they know you?
Well, I think that definitely helps. You know, coaching football, I've been coaching football now for a few years as well, so these guys have at least been around me, not as a head coach, but, you know, I am a D coordinator, so they kind of know a little bit of what to expect from me. It's basketball's a different beast, and, you know, I can't say I'm the exact same in the gym as I am on the field, but at least they know who I am, and they know kind of what kind of expectations I have, and they can ask the girls about more basketball-specific things, because not that we'll necessarily have the exact same, you know, basketball mentality and philosophies and all that, but, you know, the things that I want to see done correctly and whatnot will be pretty consistent. So they can ask the girls on that. You know, I guess the only way it could be a disadvantage is if they, you know, maybe they weren't the biggest fans of me out of football or something like that, but I guess that's the way it's going to be now, so hopefully we can all get on the same page and have a good year coming up.
Clearly a lot of the fundamentals are the same between the boys and the girls. Do you try to run the same system, or do you try to mold your system depending on your personnel from one to the other?
I've always just kind of tried to mold depending on personnel. I don't think that we have necessarily the numbers that I can just say this is what we're going to do and you'll learn to do it well. I think being a smaller school, I think it's important to try and do what works best with that group. Even my girls next year will probably look quite a bit different than we've looked the last few years, just because personnel is different. So, you know, if both teams were doing the same thing, it's just because I thought that personnel was similar, not just because that's the way I'm going to do things. You know, it'll definitely be personnel dependent.
Certainly, you're going to have a lot of help from your assistants on both the boys and the girls side to accomplish coaching both teams.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, last year we were fortunate enough to add kind of another coach with Coach Stoneburner coming on, being both boys and girls JV coaches. And then my wife's my girls assistant, Taylor O'Loughlin, and then Cody Wise, who been a very good friend my whole life, grew up within walking distance of each other, and he's my boy's varsity assistant, and, you know, so very, very familiar with all my assistants, and I know that I definitely trust all of them a lot, and that helps a lot too, and was definitely part of me being okay with doing both, because I knew that I was going to have very good help on both sides.
How much advice does your dad give you, and how much of that is solicited?
Oh, well, I mean, he's definitely somebody that I have leaned on and talked to my entire career, and, you know, with him helping out the last couple of years with the girls, and that's definitely been a big help as well. And, you know, he did this before too at South Shelby and at Marceline, so I can definitely ask him for some advice and whatnot, and things that he did that he liked and things he didn't like, and all that. So definitely nice to be able to ask. And if you know my dad at all, you know I'm definitely going to get an honest answer one way or the other, whether I like the answer or not. So at least I know he's going to be honest with me, and I can go from there with it.
Anything else you'd like South Shelby fans to know before I let you go?
Oh, I just, you know, I hope everybody's excited for some basketball. That's, you know, that's my main thing. I'm excited about it, and hopefully the kids and the community and everybody can be excited about basketball as well.
Luke O'Loughlin, girls and now boys head coach at South Shelby, has been our guest. Thank you for your time.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And we'll be back with more in a moment.